This is Friday's awesome edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, welcoming everyone watching worldwide. We're starting in the U.S. state of California. Officials there don't know yet what started a new surge of wildfires, but they're spreading extremely fast, and one of them in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles, is almost three times larger than the worst fire we reported on in October. It's known as the Thomas Fire. At one point, it was scorching an acre every second. And as of last night, it was only 5% contained, which means most of this fire was burning wherever it could without boundaries. Throughout Southern California, 110,000 people have had to leave their homes. Hundreds of schools have been closed. 5,000 firefighters are involved in the fight. And witnesses have described affected areas as looking like a war zone. There are several factors making these blazes worse. For one thing, the summer heat dried out a lot of the region's vegetation, which is like fire fuel. Humidity in the area is a very low 7%. It's usually between 20 and 30%. And then there's the Santa Ana winds. They usually blow in from the desert this time of year. They're not usually this powerful, blasting gusts of dry 80-mile-per-hour winds across higher elevations. A state spokesman says the Santa Ana winds can push a fire the length of a football field in a minute. And they've been so strong that planes, which could normally drop thousands of gallons of fire retardant, have had to stay on the ground.
In the upscale neighborhood of Bel Air, there is still a battle going on here, trying to keep embers from homes that have burned from spreading. And the big concern throughout the evening and overnight will be the increase in the wind speeds, which are expected to get upwards of 70 miles per hour. That is extremely dangerous in these dry conditions where fire is only 5% contained in many of these fires as we get into the overnight hours. One of the other huge fires that's burning is, of course, down in Ventura. My goodness, that is an absolute vision of Armageddon as you watch what is happening there. But in Bel Air, the number of homes that have been damaged are incredibly small compared to how large the blaze was in the very beginning when the winds are higher. We are now hearing about 11 homes are damaged. Four of them have been destroyed. So an incredible number, an incredible fight here. A lot of that fight from the air. Because there was a lull in winds, they were able to get at least some of the fires that were heading towards structures on the top of the canyon and below the canyon. They were able to stop those fires from burning through dozens of homes. Right now, though, the fight continues because the winds, again, picking up a lot of worry in four different communities as these fires continue to go unabated. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Bel Air.
U.S. Senator Al Franken, a Democrat from Minnesota, announced yesterday he'd be resigning. The 66-year-old was